Surely there are signs for those who see inward state of things. There is 10 more days barely left from the blessed month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the first 10 days is the manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah on us. The next 10 days is the forgiveness of our sins. And the last 10 days is that we will be relieved of the fear of the hellfire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, seek Laylatul Qadr amongst the 10 last, amongst the odd days of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala said that He has given us as a gift at night during the month of Ramadan, which is worth 1,000 months in blessing. All during this blessed month, because we are fasting, because we are praying, we hope that something will happen, something out of the ordinary, perhaps a dream or some incident in our lives, a word, an inspiration. We hope for a reward. We are used to it. We go to work during the day, at the end of the month, we get a paycheck. We may make a kindness to somebody, and we will receive a box of chocolate. For every little thing which we do, we are used to expecting a reward. reminded me of a story. There was a young psychiatrist just out of school, and he found a job in an insane asylum. But because he was young, because he was just out of school, so they gave him the night duty. So he was staying at night in the hospital. So he went there the first night. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he heard some noises. And there was a section of the insane asylum like this, round, you know, an empty space. And so he crawls out of his bed and he goes and he sees all the nuts of the insane asylum. They have sort of formed a circle. And there is a room to the side of the of that space. And they sort of stuck there at the keyhole. One by one, they lean down, they look through the keyhole, and then next one, next one, next one. And the circle, the queue continues over and over and over again. They are looking. The first night he thought that, well, they are peaceful, maybe I shouldn't just disrupt anything. So he went back to bed. Second night, the same thing is continued. Third night, he became curious. So he entered to the circle. So his time came to look through the keyhole. And he looked through the keyhole at totally out the room, not a chair, nothing, nothing. The walls, everything is painted white, nothing whatsoever. He said, I must have missed it. Second time he looked, again there is nothing. And third time he sort of stuck there looking through the keyhole to see what is there to see when all these people are looking at. And then he took such a long time, then the person behind him sort of pushed him, said, come on, move on. He said, you know, it's my turn and you're taking too much time. And he turned to the nut and said, what? This is the third time I'm looking, I've seen nothing. He said, what? I have been looking for 1,000 times, he said. I haven't seen anything either. So when we look at the wrong place 1,000 times, we may not see anything what we hope to see. So if you hope to see something will happen to you from outside, well, all that you are going to see outside is going to see what is happening in Palestine, what is happening all over the world, happening in Syria, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Afghanistan. That's all what you are going to see. Because outside, there is a duality. All this fuss which is going outside is not due to the fight between the rich and the poor, between the strong and the less strong, between the good and the bad, between the mu'min and the kafir, between the friend and the enemy. No. It is the duality. As long as the duality exists outside of the right and the wrong, and the good and the bad, and the rich and the poor, and the strong and the weak. This horrible situation you will continue. And it is not what you want to see during the Ramadan when you look through the keyhole. That is the wrong place for Allah. You are supposed to look inward. You are supposed to look unto yourself. What happens to you during the Ramadan? If you take the time, which you should, and reflect, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a moment of reflection is worth 1,000 times better than 1,000 players done heedlessly. You will find out that there is a transformation indeed during this blessed month when we make a little effort for Allah Ta'ala's sake. You will find there is a lightness, there is an emptiness inside. It's not the emptiness of your stomach I'm talking about. But even now, if you sort of feel inside light. Ibadat, to come close to Allah Ta'ala, is not by adding things. We think that by adding money, by adding property, by adding knowledge, by adding this and that, this is the whole purpose of our life. But the true ibadat is deductive. It is to get rid of things, to get rid of stupidity, of heedlessness, of sinfulness, of unconsciousness, of trying to get lighter so that you can lift off that dirty ground of this world, so that it cannot attack you. So if you look inside, you will find this emptiness. You will find this space. And this space gives you a certain serenity, but it also gives you a certain sharp vision. You see things clearly. If you are aware of this serenity, of this emptiness, of this clarity inside of you, what is going to happen is that all these things which I was talking about, what is happening in Iraq and in Afghanistan, in Syria and in Palestine, would seem to you normal. Because everything is Allah Ta'ala's will. Not a leaf moves without Allah Ta'ala's will. Everything is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Scorpions and snakes, as well as the nightingale, are Allah Ta'ala's creatures. So all is well in the world. For all is Allah Ta'ala's doing. There is no more right and wrong. There is no more good or bad. There is no more mu'min or kafir. All is one. And that is what they talk about, at least understanding as much as we can understand of Wahdat al-Wujud in Islam, of oneness. And that is when, inshallah, one comes closer to one's Lord. Indeed, in reality, all is one. Because every creation, everything which exists is the shadow of the one, is the creation of the one. Every action, every happening is the will of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, all is good and alhamdulillah. Ya Rabbi, for the all knowing, for the all seeing, for the all hearing,
help us to see the need of reality. Yarabi, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
We are like a broken mirror in thousands of pieces within us and without us. Ya Rabbi, give us the sense of unity. Give us the understanding of unity. Make us feel the beauty of unity. And give us the ability to realize the oneness of all and everything.